Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening to you. Blessings and blessings and blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabu kandidiasi. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabai. Ye shatarabu kandidiasi da rabbi. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabu kandidiasi da rabbi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Speak blessings over you. Hallelujah. Favor and grace. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabaya. Abundance. Ashitarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Ishatarabu kandiriasi. Hallelujah. Shatarabu kandiriasi. Yina rabbi. Hallelujah, Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Come on in as we prepare to get started tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabu kandiriasi rabbi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabu kandiriasi rabbi. Hallelujah. Blessings to you as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on in. Hallelujah. As we prepare to get started tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yishatarabu kandiriasi. Blessings to you as well. Hallelujah, Lord. My. Hallelujah, Lord. My God, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. And welcome to Prophetic Reign. That's R-E-I-G-N. Hallelujah. Where our Lord God Almighty is ruling and reigning and resting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Father. We glorify you and we magnify you. And Father, we lift your name on high right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for being God. Hallelujah. And being God all by yourself. Father, thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, God, your name is worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, tonight, this morning, this afternoon. Father God, for life. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for life. God, we thank you for life and we thank you for abundant life, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for covering us and protecting us and keeping us. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for our continued journey with you and in you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you right now for continuing, Lord God, to speak in us and through us. And we thank you for continuing, God, to bless us. And Father, we thank you for continuing, Father God, to rule and to reign, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for continuing, Father God, pushing us, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for continuing, Lord God, the divine enhancements, Lord God, in the divine journey, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that each and every person, Father God, is covered right now, Lord God, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for every person right now, Lord God, that today, Lord God, they gave you a yes, Lord God. Yesterday, they gave you a yes, Lord God. We thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for some Jesus joy along the journey. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for placing a smile, Lord God, on our faces, Lord God, and Father God, some love and contentment in our heart, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the power, Lord God, of prayer. We thank you for the power, Lord God. Father God, that you have given each one of us, Lord God, individually and collectively. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for touching us, Lord God, and touching our family members. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. We know in the U.S. it's Memorial Day weekend. And so, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, over those, Lord God, who have served our country. And, Father God, their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that have served, Lord God, and lost their lives. We pray over their family members, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for covering them and keeping them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord God, for our present day military, God, all active duty, reservists, etc., Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, from every branch and every direction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, that you cover, Lord God, Father God, our communities, Lord God, our territories, our regions, God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're covering, Father God, our cities, our states, our nations, our provinces, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that we can't do this without you, Lord God, and we don't even try. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, I bless you, and I glorify you right now. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, we pray over our children. Father God, we lift our children up to you, Lord God. Father God, we lift up children around the globe. Father God, we lift up children, God, who don't have a place to lay their head tonight, God. Father God, and those without food, Lord God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, Father God, that doors would be open and opportunities, Lord God. Father God, for them to have food and shelter. Father God, we pray right now for any child, Lord God, that's in a household with domestic violence, Lord God, for them to be able to get help, Lord God. Father God, any child, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that's a victim of abuse, we pray for them right now to be removed from that situation. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for every Amber Alert, Lord God, and Shatarabaya. Father God, I've had more Amber Alerts on my phone this week, Lord God, and so Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for every missing child, Arabaya. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, and Shatarabaya. Father God, that you, Lord God, Father God, would intervene, God. Father God, and these children would be found safely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for children, God, around the world, that are victims, Lord God, Father God, of gun violence and victims of drugs and victims of sexual abuse, God, and victims, God, of so much, God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for the protection, Father God, of our children, Father God, our future. Father God, they are our future generations. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, who feel, Lord God, left out, Lord God, who feel abandoned, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, Father God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. God, I pray right now that you would place people in their path, Father God, in the form of teachers, Lord God, and coaches, Lord God, and my God, mentors, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, so many of us have a testimony of that teacher, Lord God, that spoke life into us, or that believed in us, or that person in our family, God, that believed in us. So, Father, I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to place someone in these children's lives around, Lord God, that just that one person that can push them and believe in them. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for our teachers, Lord God, as they're coming to the end of the year. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for continued covering and protection. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for their service, God. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father, that all the difference that they have made in a child's life this year. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, for summer programs, Lord God, and resources. And Father God, giving our children something to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you cover children that are part of gangs and gang violence. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would have a way out. Father, give them a way out. Give them again that one person, that one source. Father God, I remember the words back in the days, each one, teach one, each one, reach one. And Father God, we know that we individually can't save everybody. But Father God, if each of us individually can help one person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and that's what it's all about. And so, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I pray over our biological children, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and my spiritual children, and Father God, those that may be listening and have spiritual children, we pray right now over biological and spiritual children, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you would cover them and protect them. Father God, heal their hearts, Lord God, their minds, Lord God. Father, thank you for joy unspeakable in our Abaya. Father, thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, for our sick, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, you know, back in the church, we have a list that said the sick and the shut-in. And I remember coming up as a teenager, I was like, what is that? I mean, I know what it means, but what does it mean? And Father God, I know right now, God, there are some people that may be listening to this now or later, Lord God, that may be sick. Father God, there may be people that's listening to this now or later, Lord God, that are shut in. Father God, they're isolated from the world, God. So, Father God, we lift them up right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to touch them, Lord God. Father God, anybody that's battling, Lord God, with loneliness, Lord God. Father God, I ask right now, Lord God, for you to heal that part of them. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for new opportunities to meet people and new opportunities, Lord God, to fellowship with somebody, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the nursing home, Lord God, and my God, our older saints, Lord God, our older folks, Lord God, who may be lonely, Lord God, who may be battling depression, God, who may be feeling like they're no longer needed or useful, God. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch them and Father God, show them purpose. Yeah, Rabbi. Show them purpose, Lord God. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God. Father God, for anybody else that may be listening to this now or later, Lord God, and they've been in a place, Lord God, in the name of trying to figure out what's next. Hallelujah. My God, as they say, what now and what's next? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that anybody battling with that, Lord God, or any boredom, Lord God, anything like that, Lord God, Father God, that they would, my God, hear clearly of what's next. Father God, as they go to move in different directions, God, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, Rabbi. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, over every mind. Father God, my God. We pray over that spirit, Lord God, of depression, Lord God, the sickness and the illness, Lord God, of depression, Lord God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, over every mental disease and defect, Lord God, every mood disorder, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that may be impacting anybody. Father God, I know I have those in my family, Lord God. And so, Father, as we pray, oh my God, individually over our individual families, we pray collectively, Father God, for those, Lord God, that we may not even know their name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yet, Rabbi. Father, we ask you right now, Lord God, Father God, there are some people that may be listening now or later, Lord God, they need a straight up miracle from you. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God. Father God, for the miracle, for the sign and for the wonder. I believe in miracles. You've shown them to me. I've seen them. So, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for miracles. Father God, somebody, Lord God, that needs a financial miracle, God, we lift it up to you right now, God. Father God, cause manna to fall, Lord God, not only just from heaven. Father God, cause natural manna to show up, God. Resources, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, hey, my God, is believing you, God. They need a miracle, Lord God, in their family, Lord God. I don't know the details, don't need to know. But Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for that miracle to occur in their family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you right now to help us to continue to tear down any false idols and false altars. Father God, help us tear down anything that's separating us from you. Father God, help us to tear down any and everything that's keeping us from walking in purpose and destiny. Father God, help us to tear down doubt and fear, Father God, that we have within ourselves, God. Help us to tear down, Father God, everything that the enemy tried to plant.
The glory.
Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. My God, I hear the Lord tonight just saying the disease of doubt. Never heard him call it a disease before, so listen. But Father, I'm going to pray it as I hear it. Father God, we pray against the disease of doubt. And it is a disease, as he's talking to me now. Listen, a disease comes to infect something and impact. And so doubt comes to impact some things, right? And cause us not to go in a particular direction. My God. When you think about the disease, like the word disease, again, I've never heard this, and I'm just going to go, my God, disease by definition.
The glory.
A definition is a disorder or a structure or function in a human, an animal, a plant, especially one that has a known cause and a distinctive group of different changes. They have rare diseases. They have diseases that they found cures for and diseases that they haven't. And I hear the Lord says, come on, break that down. Come on. Yes, dis-ease. Come on. I hear the Lord saying the disease of doubt is killing many. He said, because what doubt is doing is it's causing people to live somewhere on a fence. And not actually move forward or even go backwards or my God. Woo. Ishatarabaya. Dis-ease. Come on. Yes.
Yetarabo.
So Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, Father God, for you to give us individually and collectively, Father God, the cure, the antidote to the disease of doubt. My God, Father God, to the disease of fear. My God. One of my family members called me yesterday and had a situation and they were in tears about something, and what it was wasn't really, you know, it wasn't like trauma related, but it triggered them. But they called me just crying and saying, why do I live in so much fear? And as I began to talk to them, the Lord said, for that particular situation, that this person was just tired. They were tired of some things and tired of trying to do some things by themselves. And when I hit that, they said, oh my God, that's the truth. And what happens is that triggered something else. So then fear showed up and then fear stays. And so, Father, I ask you right now, God, to give us the antidote to the disease of fear, the disease of doubt. Father, I thank you right now for even giving us the revelation of this right now. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that for some, I hear the Lord saying it's a chronic disease.
Yada, Rabbi.
But sometimes it's a flare-up type disease. It shows up here and there.
Yeah, Rabbi.
For others, I hear the Lord saying it's debilitating.
The glory.
So, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for the antidote, for the cure, for the prescription. Hallelujah.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, Rabbi. Father God, the same way we experience a physical pain and it stops us in our tracks. Listen, I had a pain about a week ago that stopped me in my tracks. I said, wait, that ain't normal. What's that? The same way fear and doubt, mistrust will stop you in your tracks.
Yet, Rabbi, the glory.
Some of us have been wounded and hurt and we don't know what to do and where to go and how to get help. And so, Father, I pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the same way that I prayed, Lord God, for somebody to show up in a child's life. Father, I pray over the adults right now.
The glory.
Father God, for you to place a person in everybody's life, an individual, Lord God, who is willing to talk with you and walk with you and cry with you and, Father, laugh with you, Father, a person who is willing to hear about the fears and the doubt, but, my God, all able to offer some solutions. And, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for those that serve in those roles, Lord God, to offer a hand, God, to offer some words, God.
Yada, Rabbi.
Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, you use all of us. I know this for sure. He used all of us to help somebody at a given time. We don't know the when and we don't know the where and we don't know the how.
Yada, Rabbi. The glory.
So, Father, I pray over us right now. Father God, that when it's our turn to be used, to be an ear, that we would have an ear. When it's our turn, Lord God, to help somebody navigate fear and navigate doubt, that we're available. And as I close my eyes right now, listen, I close my eyes. I saw something in the spirit. I went to this place. It was called, I forgot the name of it, but it's one of those places where they have like bowling and video games and stuff like that. Like one of those type of places. I forgot the name of it. It's escaping me right now, but I went to one of those places many years ago and they had this thing where you had to climb up and you walked across these like little planks to get to the other side. And I remember as clear as day, as soon as I closed my eyes, it flashed. I remember the pure fear that came over me. And they had you hooked up to something where you wouldn't fall. But in my mind, I was going to fall. Like in my mind, I was like, this ain't gonna work. And I got up there because I was with a group of people. And I'm like, they're like, you gotta conquer the fear. Thank you, MD. That's it right there. I was at Dave and Buster's. That's it. I was with a group of people. It was like a work thing. And, you know, we were supposed to have been bonding, y'all. So they was like, we all climbing up here. And I didn't want to be the odd man out. So I got up there knowing I got a fear of heights. I'm walking across and my daughter was with me. And I remember we stopped mid-track and she got to shaking and crying. This was in, yeah, Lord have mercy. And somebody from my job had to come help her. And I finally got across and I remember I was like, oh God, I didn't like that. I don't want to do that again. Did I conquer my fear? No, I didn't. Because the fear was still there. But what I realized is in that process, in my mind, I was already going to fall. And I want to tell somebody tonight,
the glory.
Part of the battle is that in your mind, you've already fallen. You've already failed. In your mind, something already didn't work out.
Yet, Rabbi.
So, Father God, I pray over our minds Father God, that you shift our minds. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, shift what's in our mind. I remember another time I went to Colorado and, you know, you hate the big mountains and stuff there. And, you know, I didn't climb the mountain as in like with a rope and nothing. I drove up the mountain, but you have to get out parts of it and walk. And I remember when I got to so many thousands of feet, you know, you start feeling the elevation sickness. And so I was like, okay, I knew not to go any higher. But I remember sitting up there and I sat on this rock and I took a picture because I was like, oh, I'm up here. And I remember while I was sitting there, I was like, Lord, it looked different from up here. The glory. Somebody catch that in the spirit. It looked different from up here. It looked different from up here. You know why? Because it's an elevation that I had never reached. It's an elevation that I had never soared to. It's something that I hadn't conquered. I want to tell somebody tonight, there's an elevation and a height that God desires you to go to. Because it looks different from up there. Yada Rabbi. And it don't look like fear. And it don't look like doubt. It don't look like the disease. Asher Abaya. Father, thank you for taking us, Lord have mercy, to different places. God, it starts in our mind of what we think we can do or can't do, or what somebody told us we could or could not do. Yada Rabbi. Y'all know how it is when you're children. You know, children, you know, if you get the bully, children just say whatever, right? But some of them are just mean, right? And say whatever, and they pick on other kids. And a lot of times we get some stuff told to us as children, and it don't never leave us. It don't never. It's just somewhere in there because somebody said it to us. That's what we believe about ourselves. Yada Rabbi. And then we grow up and we're still trying to conquer that thing years later. Yeah, Rabbi. I remember, you know, my grandparents had to take me from my mom and dad because my mom was an alcoholic and my father was a drug addict. And I remember they took me. And let me tell y'all a story. Listen, thank you, Jesus, that they did take me. However, the glory. However, then I felt abandoned. And you know, they raised me and I turned out all right, I think. Hallelujah. So glory to God for that. However, that deep seed that was planted of abandonment stayed with me for my entire life. My adult life, it was some things that would happen. I'm like, oh my God, this person's going to leave my life. They're going to leave me. The glory. So then I began leaving people before they could leave me because I was like, hey. I'm going to be transparent. Hallelujah. And it wasn't until probably really the last few years that I've been getting healed from it. And I said, been getting, because it's still a process. Yeah, Rabbi. It's still a process. And you think, oh, she's an apostle and she's this and she's that, honey. Listen, the glory. And it's funny because I share this because as a pastor, you know, you got sheep and sons and daughters and people gonna leave. Listen, they are going to leave. And so that was a fear for me. I was like, oh my God, they're gonna leave. And God's like, yes, they sure are. Some it'd be time to leave and some just left anyway and so forth and so on. And so I had to get used to people leaving. Yeah, because you do your part as a pastor, as a shepherd, you do your part and people grow and they go and it's beautiful. But then the part of you that they don't know about that dealt with the abandonment is like, oh my God. Yeah, Rabbi. So I want to help somebody tonight. If the disease of fear and the disease of doubt, the disease of dot, dot, dot. Listen, mine was abandonment. Yours might be somebody, something else. You fill in the blank. Because one thing I do know is each one of us knows exactly what it is. And that's the thing we come to lay at the altar tonight. The glory. That's the thing we come to lay at the altar, Lord. Something came up on my memory today on Facebook, and It was something I had written. It's just a quick something. And it was the word prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. And I was like, oh, this is good. I'm going to share this tonight on the podcast. And it fits right in what we're talking about. And the Lord gave me, you know, like the acronym, the word prayer, but written out. And he said, prayer represents proven results that are action oriented and sounds a yes in heaven and in the earth realm rapidly. And I'm going to read that again and break it down.
The glory.
He said prayer, 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 prayer. The P is for the proven results. If God reveals something to us, and as he reveals something to us, and as you are in prayer, one thing that prayer has done time and time again, it's given results. It's one thing that it does. And what I love about prayer is, listen, when you pray, you will get an answer. And sometimes it's the answer we want. And sometimes it's not the answer we didn't want. And when we're immature in this thing, then we'll say, okay, I didn't get an answer, but it actually did give you an answer. You just didn't want that answer. So you didn't take that answer. You're trying to wait for another answer, but it's still really the same answer. Glory to God. God bless us, right? But listen, prayer produces. This P, it produces. We have to be a people, my God, that are willing to pray regardless. You got to pray regardless of fear. You got to pray regardless of doubt. I had to pray, my God, even when the abandonment issue would show up, I'm like, well, Lord Jesus, I need you because da da da. And he had to give me, I got to pray for my own peace. Listen, I want you, it produces. Prayer produces. And the more you pray, the more it produces. Prayer produces power.
Yada Rabbi.
Prayer produces. We have to be a people that understand the glory, my God. That what, listen, Lord have mercy, oh God. You got to understand these, it's a proven result. This is not something that a true prayer warrior. Listen, you could be new to Christ, right? And pray and you see God move and do something, right? And when we're new to Christ, we're so excited. We're like, oh my God, he moved, he did this, and he did that. And oh my God. And then sometimes when we've been walking with him a while, glory to God.
Yeah, Rabbi.
When we've been walking with him a while, we get a little, we're like, oh God, I don't know if, but I want to tell you the same God.
Yada Rabbi.
The same God. 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 The same God that answered you in the beginning.
Yada Rabbi.
Will answer you right now. He answers where you're going. The same God.
Ishatarabaya.
The same God. Let's stay with that, right? That prayer, it produces. And my God, and as it's producing, listen, prayer will cause you to pace yourself, right? Because we understand, listen, I ain't running. It's like sometimes I got to walk and sometimes I got to crawl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Sometimes
the glory.
It makes me understand. My God, that he didn't promise that it was going to be painless. There's going to be some pain, but it produces because then it produces the healing of that pain, the peace of that pain, the processing of that thing.
The glory.
We begin to understand. You begin to understand. I begin to understand. Remember, proven, I said prayer, the proven results that are what? My God, my God, my God, my God, proven, the P for proven, the R is for the results. Every person on here has had results in prayer time and time again. And as you have the results, When God, you grow in this thing and we get to a place of maturity, when God tells you no, you actually, you're like, okay, Lord, this, thank you for answering. Like, you get to a place where you're like, okay, all right, I'm gonna process this. Anybody else other than me, listen, okay, Father, let me process the no. Let me process it. Okay. Right. And then sometimes it's a yes. Sometimes it's a not right now. And what I have discovered time and time and time again, it's always for my good, even when I don't understand it, even when I don't see it, even when I don't agree with it, even if it's something I want really, 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 really bad. Like, you know, like Christmas morning and you told your mama, I like collect Barbie dolls, so I'm going to use my Barbies, right? Oh, I really need this Barbie. I need this Barbie. I need this Barbie. I need this Barbie. And I wake up on Christmas and I didn't get that Barbie. Yada, Rabbi. I got a big wheel instead. Then it's like, you know what, God, thank you for the big wheel. And as children, as when we're immature in this thing, sometimes we don't thank him for the big wheel. We just pouting because we didn't get the Barbie. The glory. We got to get to a place where we, in this analogy, we appreciate the big wheel. Because for whatever reason, I didn't need that right now. Good God Almighty. I'm so hot, y'all. Listen. And I'm using a child's analogy, and you can translate that to whatever you want. There's a job that you didn't get. There's a relationship that you didn't get. There's a house you didn't get. There's a car you didn't get. There's a loan you didn't get. There's a dot, 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 dot. I remember one time there was a something I wanted, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta have this, gotta have this, gotta have it. And later in the years, they ended up doing a recall on this thing, and it caused cancer in people and all this stuff. And I remember like, dang, Jesus, okay. Cause see, right then and there, I couldn't see the future. I didn't understand. But I want to tell somebody, listen, that big wheel versus that Barbie, that big wheel, let me tell you what it did, what my grandmother was doing, my grandparents was doing in their infinite wisdom that I did not have at 10 or 9 or 8 or however old I was. The big wheel made me get outside and play with other children and ride up and down the street and get some exercise. Me and Barbie played a place in the basement where we played. I had all my Barbies lined up. That's where we, you know, so I stayed in the house. But that year, as I would discover later, was like, no, you need to get outside and you need to be around some children and you need to, listen, man, do y'all feel the Lord? Cause I'm about to run. There was a greater purpose. My God, there was some social interactions that had to happen. I hear the Lord right now. That's a prophetic word for somebody. You thought you was going to stay by yourself and be by yourself. And God's like, no, I'm trying to get you out. I'm trying to get you around some other people. I'm trying to have you socialize so they can see my glory on you. Yeah, Rabbi. He said, I'm trying to show them how good I've been to you. There's a greater purpose. Yes, thank you. There's a greater purpose. And we don't understand it. And I thank God because I remember I made friends and I got to learn how to play marbles with the boys in the neighborhood. I was a little tomboy. And yeah, and then I went from big wheel to, then I wanted a bike. So the next year I was like, well, I don't want no Barbie. I want a bike. And of course, the next year I got a Barbie and I got a bike. The glory. God will give you exactly what you need. He'll give you what you want. Sometimes, if it's not going to harm you. There are times that we pray for something, and I'll use a relationship. I remember back in the day when I was a teenager, you know, and I say 17, 18, you know, you get your first little boyfriend and you think this is the one, y'all. Anybody other than me, listen, I'm in love. Oh, y'all know. And then, you know, you listen to all that music that was out back then, you know, and you in the house crying. Oh my God. Right. And I remember the little boy broke up with me and my heart was destroyed. And I don't understand why, Jesus, why? You know, how old I was. And only to learn. And I didn't, I'm going to tell y'all something. I was, you know, Lord Jesus, I could give you glory. only to find out later that this person ended up committing murder and serving 20 years in jail. They literally got out probably a couple years ago, and I ran into somebody on Facebook who knew the family, and I said, hey, how's your brother? And they said, oh, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, shoot. We don't know why God is doing something, but know that he's doing it for your good. So if you pray for something, it's for your good. You do not know the why. But I trust him. I trust him for protecting me. There are so many situations and circumstances that I can think of that he protected me, only to find out something later. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, had I, would I, could have, if I ignored him and still tried to pursue that thing, and I've done that a time or two in my life too, it didn't work out for my good. And now guess what I was doing, Lady M? Now I'm in the house crying for a different reason. Lord, help me get out of this. And thank God for his grace, and thank God for his mercy. Come on, y'all. His grace and mercy is just, oh my God. Yet, Rabbi, the glory. So prayer, I said proven for the P. R is for the results that are A, action oriented. And this action, when I say action oriented, prayer moves. Prayer moves. I need somebody to grab a hold of that thing. Prayer moves. Prayer moves the heart of God. Prayer moves, my God, the angelic realm. Prayer moves worship. Prayer moves. My God, we're in our time of fasting, right? Listen, prayer moves. Prayer and fasting, right? It moves. Prayer is an action word. Yet, Rabbi. So my teachers that are on here know, you teach us how to break down the now and the verb. Am I right, teachers? Come on, help me tonight. Listen, you help us to break down and learn the difference between a now and a verb and an adverb and a pronoun. I need you to understand that prayer is a verb. Yet, Rabbi. It is an action word. It is designed to move something. Come on. It is designed to move heaven to respond. It is designed, Ashetarabaya. Listen, because when you pray, okay, I'm in communication. God's child, and Richard, listen, I'm in communication with the Father. Well, wait a minute. For me to be in communication is action. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We just got heavy. It's an action. I'm talking to him. That's action. Yet, Rabbi. I'm communicating. That's action. Yet, Rabbi. Woo! It's an action word. It causes me to move, and it causes God to move. Yet, Rabbi, it causes me to move, and it causes heaven to move. Oh, glory. You know, when they are doing a film, I know y'all seen the film, and they hit the little thing together, and they clap the little film thing together, and they say, action. That means all the actors start doing what they do and start doing their role. I want to say tonight, prophetically, action to every born again believer. Action. Pray. Action. Pray. Action. Pray. Action. Pray. Get into position and pray. Ashetarabaya. Pray for yourselves. Pray for your families. Yeda Rabbi. And we talk about praying for ourselves. Listen. My God. The glory. When you pray for yourselves, pray. Don't just be Yada Rabbi. Don't just be sitting on the sidelines and praying for everybody else. pray for yourself. Come on, somebody say action. Intercessors, action. Pastors, action. Ministers, action. Servants, action. We all are put into action. You don't have to have a title to pray. The glory. All you got to do is believe on the one, my God, who lived and died for us and is coming back again. Yet a rabbi. Action. When frustration shows up, action. When life show up, action. My God. The glory. We are all called to action, and that is to pray. You know, I'll meet some people sometime and they say, oh, I'm not an intercessor. And then in the next sentence, they'll talk about how they pray for, you know, some country somewhere. You know, I'm praying for homeless children. Like, that sounds like an intercessor to me. But people have, how do I say this? People have, oh, Lord God. People have almost made, sometimes when I say this, not everybody, of course, but people have made it seem like only the pastor can pray, and only the apostle can pray, and only the prophet can pray. I want you to know that every single person that has a relationship with Jesus Christ, it has the ability to pray, and has the ability to do what? Intercede. So if I'm interceding, I think that means I'm an intercessor. Now, there are those who have the designation or the call to be an intercessor, proper when I say that. But everybody's supposed to pray. The glory. I remember one time I went to a church to preach and I handed out oil to the people. I was so excited about the word and had this oil made and prayed over. It had been in my prayer closet, and I went to hand it out to the congregation as a part of the message. And the shepherd of the house stopped me and she said, well, what are you doing? This was mid-sermon, mind you. She said, what are you doing? And she whispered in my ear and she said, well, why are you giving it to them? And I'm like, I whispered back in her ear and said, this was the Lord said. And she said, okay, well, just give it to me and I'll give it to them later. And then afterwards, I said, well, may I ask why you stopped me? She said, well, they don't know what to do with the oil, and I don't want them just going around trying to lay hands on everybody. And I was so sad. And the reason I was sad is because as a leader, that's your job. I'm supposed to teach you how to lay hands on somebody. I'm supposed to teach you, my God, how to get that oil and bless your house. I'm supposed to teach you how to get that oil and lay hands on yourself. Because I'm not going to always be there. And neither is that pastor. Neither is the prophet who gave you a word at a conference in 1999 and 2019. They're not there right now. You got to know how to lay hands on yourself. You got to know how to pray yourself out of a hole. You got to know how to pray yourself out of something when you ain't got some news about a loved one. You got to know how to call on the saints and say, hey, can you touch and agree with me in this? Yet, Rabbi, the glory. So I say again, saints, action. Again, proven results that are action oriented, and for the why, sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, right? It sounds, sounding, let me use it to say it this way, that sounding a yes in heaven. Your prayers produce a sound. Your prayers produce a sound. Your prayers produce a sound. I'm going to say it again. Your prayers produce a sound. Do I have any sounders on tonight? Yeah. Your prayers produce a sound. Your prayers produce a sound. Yet a rabbi. Your prayers produce a sound. And what is that? When I'm calling on the name of the Lord, when I begin to call on the Lord, MD, it produces a sound. Listen, I need y'all to just type some names of the Lord in, because I'm not sitting where I can look them up right now. But just type some names in of the Lord for me, and whatever your favorite name is for the day. Listen, right? It produces a sound. Yadarabai. If I begin to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, well, wait a minute. I just called on the Father in the name of Jesus. Ashatarabaya. I'm producing a sound. Wait. You are Yahweh. You are Yeshua. Yadarabai. You are the lift of my head. You are Abba Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are Jireh. Come on. You are Jehovah Jireh. I'm producing a sound, which is causing what? My God. You are Rophika. Thank you. You are El Cherub, the Lord, our glorious sword. Come on. You are God, the great I am. I am producing a sound, which is doing what? My God. My God, the great I am, which is what? I'm producing a sound, which is going to release a yes in heaven. Because guess what he's going to do? He says, yes, God, our Redeemer. Come on. Yes. Notice I said the Y is for yes in heaven, because God, and I want y'all to catch this in the realm, the response from heaven is yes, here I am, daughter. Yes, here I am, son. Come on. Here I am. Woo! I feel the Lord. Listen. Yes. Here I am. Did you called me? Come on. This is how y'all know me. Come on. You called me? Come on. Thank you. Our way maker. Come on. You called Richard? Richard? Wait. Was that my son Richard that called me? Wait. Was that MD that called me? Was that, was that Anak? Oh, she didn't go, wait a minute, that's Anak, y'all. And when I say y'all, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the angels, and everybody else, come on, listen. Jehovah, Gamola, the Lord God of recompense, come on. Notice I said it produces so your sound produces the yes, which means God, Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, acknowledges that you have spoken, acknowledges the petition, acknowledges that you are who you say you are, acknowledges that y'all are in relationship. Adonai, come on, Kingsman, Redeemer, we could do this all night. I love this. Come on, the glory. Our sound, Lady M, produces a yes. And notice, I'm not saying it produces a yes to that particular petition, because the answer might be no. I said it produces a yes in heaven. The glory. It produces a yes in heaven. For me to talk to him. For me to continue to talk to him. And for me to continue to talk to him. And when I got the no, well, let me keep talking. I should abide you. Because I'm going to keep talking. And I'm going to keep calling on him. My God. Ooh, you are a sound. Don't you know, for some of you, if you don't pray for your family, ain't nobody praying for them. You are the person that God has used, my God, and is using. My God. To cause a sound to be released for your family members. The glory. And I know you may be tired, and you may be weary, and you may be, and you're like, I'm tired. Okay. But somebody's going to pray for you. Listen, I'm praying for you. Listen, but somebody's going to pray for you. And it goes on and on and on. There are people in the world that are praying for us right now, and we have never met them. How do I know this? Somebody say, Apostle, how you know? The glory. How do I know? To those that run with me on this, listen. How do I know? Richard, and how do I know? I have had dreams and visions about people I have never met. I've seen their faces. I can see sometimes where they live. I've seen inside of their house. I can see their children. I can see, and God will press them upon me. He'll give me names in my sleep. I dreamed, was it last night, about this lady in London, and oh Lord Jesus, and her name was Charlotte. And I forget her last name right this second because I wasn't planning to go here tonight. But her name was Charlotte something in London. I don't know nobody in. I know one person in London. That's a lie. God's child. I know God's child, right? But I don't know nobody else in London. But this person showed up in my sleep. And shut out our barrier. And they were sitting in a chair. I could describe the chair they were sitting in. And I woke up. And then went right back to the same dream, and this person was still there. So I'm proud, but I've been lifting that person up today. I don't have to know them. So please don't underestimate the fact of y'all. Listen, oh God, God is huge, and by huge, that's just a word because I'm giving you right now because I don't have a better, bigger one. Listen, He big and He's huge, and He's bigger than we give Him credit for. There is somebody praying for Richard right now because God planted Richard's name in somebody's mouth or in their dreams. Minister MD's name is being called somewhere in the earth realm. My God. Somebody somewhere said, I dreamt about somebody called Dr. MD. I don't know what that means because they like, well, doctor is doctor and MD means doctor. But guess what? God knows who you are. So again, I'm going to say it again. Prayer. Proven results that are action-oriented, sounding a yes in heaven. And the E in the earth realm. And the R was for rapidly. I'm going to put these two together. In the earth realm, rapidly. So listen, my prayers go up. Yeah, Rabbi. They receive. I need you to understand the moment you pray. Y'all see, I'm gonna just clap my hand real quick. That like that when I pray is already heard in heaven. There's no transmission time, right? Like I gotta wait 5 seconds, I gotta wait 5 minutes, I gotta wait 5 hours. No, the moment out of Rabbiya. The glory. Yeah, Rabbi. The glory. Woo! Shatarabaya. Listen. The moment you open your mouth. Yeshatarabaya. The moment you open your mouth. The Bible talks about different things that will make sure that we don't do some things to hinder our prayers. Hallelujah. Yeah, Rabbi. The Bible says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And so what we'll do sometimes is we'll take that scripture and say, well, I asked for a husband and I didn't get no husband yet. And that'd be time for a husband because the wrong person would show up and destroy you and destroy your life. Well, God, I asked for $1 million. Well, that $1 million might take you away from God because now you don't need him. You're like, well, I got money. Yeah, Rabbi. The glory. As we are praying, we are heard. Whew, my God. And, whew, Lord have mercy. There are some things that you're going to pray for. Oh, God, my God. Whew. There are some things that, yes, Lord. I literally, I'm kind of quiet right this second because I'm having an out-of-body experience at the same time. It's like, I know I'm here, but I see the Lord. It's like traveling, answering prayers right now. My God. So the rapid part we get, we understand that. We talk about things being answered in the earth realm. We have to have this understanding.
The glory.
When you really get down to it and you teach this thing and you understand the power of prayer and you understand, oh Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord. And you understand what prayer does. Prayer is not a genie in the bottle, right? Like, I'm praying for this and I'm going to get me a rapid answer like we're going to a fast food restaurant. Prayer is produced from relationship. Good God Almighty. There are times when we show up in a straight up emergency situation. Yes, we're going to pray and thank you, Jesus, that he came through and spared our lives and spared our children's lives and all of that, right? But what I'm referring to right now is when you are in relationship with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, it produces something different. There's a different type of power that comes from it.
The glory.
So that we understand that in the earth realm, listen, we can't say, well, I prayed about this particular thing and this still happened. I'm going to tell y'all, as a prophet, I see a whole lot of stuff. I see some stuff. I will dream stuff that's happening at the moment that's happening and wake up and see it on the news. And I remember I used to, and let me help somebody tonight, because I've had people ask me this question. So if they've asked it, somebody else might have the question. I've had people say, if God showed it to me, was it anything that I could have done to stop it? And for years, I didn't have an answer. I swear to God, I didn't have no answer. But God gave me an answer last year when one of my spiritual daughters had saw something. They said, but I don't even normally see, and da 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 da. And I heard the Lord, and the next day, a sister in Christ called and asked me the same question. And I said, well, Lord, you're going to have to give me an answer. And he said, remember my word. And if somebody can find this scripture for me, he said, will I not do anything unless I reveal it through my servants, the prophets? My God.
Yada, Rabbi.
And I said, my God. My God. Like I couldn't, like, it was just, wait. He said, Lord, have mercy. Woo! Thank you. Amos 3:7. Thank you so much. He said, will I not do anything? My word said this. So I will send everything that happens. Somebody somewhere has seen it or heard about it. They may not even be called to the office of the prophet. He said, I'm going to reveal it to that person. That was an open vessel that night. They were open. They were ready to receive. So let me help somebody. No, we can't stop everything. He followed that up by explaining to me. He said, there's been good and evil from Genesis to Revelation. So why do people think that until he comes back and crack that sky, there's good and evil. That does not make my assignment any less effective. Some things that he's just going to show you, he's going to reveal to you. And as you utter a prayer, you know, you see something bananas that's going to happen and you utter a prayer. Father, please. And I firmly believe this, and I believe this with everything in me. Thank you. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. And Amos 3:7. Thank you. I firmly believe this. There are some things that you did prevent that you don't even know about. I believe that with everything in me. I believe there's some prayers you prayed and you might not have saw the fruit of it. But I believe
the glory.
Yes, Lord. I believe the word of God. So if I believe the word of God and there's some things that have happened, the Bible says I better be a Hebrews 11 believing disciple. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed and at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. There are some things that you have prayed for and fasted for that have come to pass. You just may not know about it. There's an assurance that comes, good God Almighty, with faith. And it's so funny because the other day I was in prayer, right? In my action. Somebody say action, right? I was in my action moment and was praying, literally, I was praying over the podcast. And I'm like, Lord, you know, tell me direction and where to go, how to go, if anything you want to talk about. And he started talking to me about faith. I had taught a series one time in some classes that I did on faith. And he said, I want you to start talking about faith in the coming months. And I said, okay, Lord. Yada Rabbi. All of this works together. All of this works together. Your faith works together with your belief, and the beliefs work together with my trust, and my trust works together with my prayer, and my prayer works together with my fasting, and my fasting works together with my seeing, and my seeing works together with me calling on the name of the Lord, and me calling on the name of the Lord. Come on. Yada Rabbi. So to those that understand the mission, y'all know I love military shows, right? I love military shows. I'm sure I can figure out the why behind it, right? But I love military because a part of it is, you know, strategy and the enemies involved and the good guys involved. But sometimes the good guy ain't good. Come on, somebody. The glory. I begin to understand, Yada Rabbi, that without my actions, what the military shows, without the actions of some folks, some other things gonna pop off. I want to tell somebody tonight, without your action, more things that had been happened would pop off. The glory. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6, to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. I want to tell somebody, you might be listening to this the first time or the last time. Listen, don't be afraid to open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. And that's whether you're praying at home, whether you're praying in silent, whether you're praying out loud, whether you're praying for somebody, whether you're praying, or listen, don't be afraid to pray. I have met people who said, I can't pray. And I look at them, I said, can you talk? Because y'all know I ain't got no sense, right? And they like, yeah, you know what I mean. I said, I heard what you said, but can you talk? Because if you can talk, you can pray. If you got a clear mind to call on the name of the Lord, you can pray. As we've said many times, there are some times when my prayer is nothing but Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I watch him begin to break some things. There are some times my prayers cause me to have a David moment. And I'm dancing and praising God. And they said, David danced out of his clothes. Listen, I've had some moments in God, man. I'm like, listen. Breakthrough needs to happen. Pastor A, you literally just fell in my spirit. When I say like literally fell in my spirit. The glory. We got to understand. Open your mouth and pray. Do not be afraid. If you're listening to this and somebody told you somewhere that you couldn't pray, that's a lie from the pit. You have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have that personal relationship, guess what you get to do, baby? You get to have conversation. You get to produce your sound. Yada Rabbi. There are all types of prayers, right? Even when we talk about praying in the spirit. Let me tell y'all what one of my favorite scriptures is, Romans 8:26. It's likewise the spirit helps us in our weakness, right? For we do not know what we not know what to pray for as we ought. But this the part right here, this the part, the comma, after the comma, y'all ready? But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. I love that scripture. Because I've had some days and some times where all I could do was groan. All I could do was moan. All I could do was cry. MD, love that scripture, right? Listen, there are some times that you're going to pray, and you may pray in, what year we in? We're in 2023, so I ain't gonna go back real far. You might have been praying something in 2018. Woo! In 2018. And then 2023, you're finding yourself can't pray, can't focus, can't. Don't you know that those prayers in 2018 went ahead for you in 2023? Good God Almighty. Don't you understand the Spirit interceding for you and I? Jesus Christ, another scripture, sitting at the right hand of the Father, he's interceding for you and I. So even when you can't find the words, the words have already gone ahead. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The Bible says in Matthew 6:6, it says, but when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. Woo! And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Yet, Rabbi. But when you pray, go into your room. Listen, it's one thing to be able to pray over a microphone and listen, pray to a crowd and listen. I know some people get nervous when they get on the podcast and pray because you're praying, you know, it's loud. Listen. That's one level of prayer. I'm going to tell y'all this. One of the secrets to the glory. Oh, God, I give you glory. Is this scripture. Being able to pray in the secret place, the glory, is where things are birthed. My God. Being able to pray in the secret place is where, man, addictions are broken and mindsets are shifted and changed. When you pray for somebody in the secret place, I'm going to tell you one of my favorite things is on the planet is when I've been interceding for someone and they might not even know I've been praying for them. And they'll call and share something or text me or send a message and share something. And I have this big soul smile on my face because I was like, oh, Lord, I was praying for that. And I'm not saying I was the only person praying for that. But what I am saying is because he said, listen, action. I yell action. And there were some results. So you understand that in the secret place, there are those of you that have been, sometimes we try, and I'm using air quotes with the word try, right? We try to get into a certain place with God, or we try to get into a certain place in the Spirit, or we try, still using air quotes. And I'm going to tell y'all, man, the best secret I have ever discovered is, I'll never forget this. I told the Lord, and this was probably 17, 18, somewhere in there. I said, I'm tired. I wrote this long Facebook about me quitting and everything. I'm like, I ain't doing this no more. I ain't preaching no more. I'm not teaching no more. I'm blah, 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 right? And I remember I told the Lord, I said, I'm tired. I said, so I'm going to stop trying. How about that? That's just how I said it too. How about that? Pastor, I know he'd be laughing at me. And I want to tell y'all, the Lord God himself, when I say he'll come to your rescue, I would just, you know, lay down, wouldn't try to pray or do nothing. I'm just going to lay here. But listen, when it's in you, when it's ingrained in you, you can't help but whisper something. And I remember just whispering, well, thank you, Jesus, or something like that, you know. And I remember I went to sleep that night and had this amazing visitation from the Lord and so forth. And he said, okay. He said, you stop trying. That's good. Now I can do what I do. So I want to tell somebody that might be listening to this now or later. You may have said that to the Lord recently. I'm tired. tired. I'm tired of being the one that got a dot, dot, dot. Y'all fill in the blank.
Yada, Rabbi.
I want you to know my baby's leaping. Whoever told God that my baby's leaping, I want you to know that's a good place to get to. I'm tired. Because that's when we get to let go and let God. And I'm not using that as no just church saying. I'm talking about truly stop trying. You know what, Jesus? Listen, just do whatever you're going to do, do it. Because I'm good. Oh, yep, okay. That's baby, please. You know what you just did? You just said, action.
Yada, Rabbi.
And all those names that we mentioned earlier begin to respond to you. My God. Jehovah Jireh begins to respond to you. Woo! My God. Yishatarabaya. Yishatarabo kandiriyara rabbi.
The glory.
My God. Yishatarabaya. Yay, God, I give you glory. I am that I am begins to respond to you.
Yishatarabo kandiriyara rabbi. The glory. Yada, rabbi.
Adonai begins to respond to you. Jehovah Gamola begins to respond to you. Our refuge begins to respond to you. Our waymaker begins to respond to you. God, our Redeemer begins to respond to you. The great I am begins to respond to you. El Cherub, the Lord, our glorious sword, begins to respond to you. Rofika begins to respond to you. Abba Father begins to respond to you. My God. Prayer. You can never teach too much on it. You can never study it enough. Because every single time, God will give you new depth, new insight, new revelation. If you've been searching, like, God, I need something to study. Study prayer. Look up scriptures on prayer.
Yada, Rabbi.
Prayer. Yishatarabaya. When you're dry, pray. When you're sad, pray. When you're thirsty, pray. And I'm using the word pray, but I need somebody to just say action, right? Listen, but I want to make sure everybody's getting it. Listen. When your health is giving you problems, action. When the mind start doing some stuff, action. When the money look funny, action. When you're tired, action. When you're weak, action. When you're weary, action. When you have a need, action. When you need some answers, action. When you're fasting, action. When you're praying, action. When you don't know what to pray, action is going forth on your behalf.
Yada, Rabbi.
Oh my God. Action. 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 Prayer. Proven results that are action oriented, sounding a yes in heaven and in the earth realm rapidly. Shatarabaya. Yeshatarabaya. Pastor A, are you still there? My God. My God. So I'm going to yell action. I want everybody to just lift Pastor A up. She has something she has to go for next week. I won't say her business, but she has to go for something next week. And Rabbi, that's that time when we say action. Listen, that's going to be a conference one day, y'all. We need the little thing to clap down action. We need little mini versions of it to give to people and just keep clicking it action and have the conference and then stop and hit action and everybody just begin to pray. Listen, that would be hot. Some one of y'all remember that. We're going to do that one day. Action. Yet I rabbi. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor A right now. Father, I pray for her. Lord God, I pray for her family. Lord God, I pray for her son. And Father God, I pray for the doctors, God, the nurses, and so forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, ishatarabaya. Father God, that this time will be the last time. Yet I rabbi. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we yell action collectively tonight on her behalf. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for giving her peace. Father God, to speak into any nerves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that as Pastor A drops in any of our spirits next week, yet our rabbi, that we will begin to lift her up rapidly, immediately. Yet a rabbi. Father, I thank you for her. Yes, we thank you for her life. We thank you for her zeal and her vigor for you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that she will take this time and do something that I'm always fussing at her about. To actually rest. True rest. Not doing and still trying to do, but no, true rest. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yet I rabbi. Anybody else have a prayer request or petition or just want to be lifted up tonight? Just let me know. Father, we seal her. We know she's already covered in the blood, Lord God. Yet I rabbi. So we thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The glory. Lady M. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for her and her, yes. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that we call out action for Lady M right now. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, that you are causing, God, heaven to respond. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for keeping her, Father God, and covering her. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for protecting her family, Father God, her friends, Lord God, her co-laborers of this gospel. Yet a rabbi. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for a string. My God, just a whole, my God, a whole slew of yeses for her. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yet a rabbi. Father God, there is nothing missing or nothing lacking for her. Father, thank you right now, God, that as she yells out action for so many, God, that she intercedes for night after night, Lord God.
Yet I rabbi.
Does she know she's being prayed for as well? Thank you for the people, Lord God, that are calling her name out around the world and picking her up in the realm of the spirit.
The glory.
Father, thank you, Lord God, for continuing to take her, Lord God, to higher heights and deeper depths. In the name of Jesus. We know that she's already covered in the blood. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
The glory. Yeshatarabai.
Anyone else just want me to touch and agree with you in prayer about anything in particular? Or just being covered in prayer tonight, this morning, this afternoon?
Yedarabakandidiyadarabai.
We just lift up Lady Watchman right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue to cover her and keep her, Lord God. Protect her. And Father, thank you for the newness that you're doing in her life and in her heart, Lord God. Thank you for the newness, God, that's overtaking her. Father, thank you for the shield and the protection, God, that you have surrounding her and hers, God. Father, thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for continuing to build her up, Lord God. And thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the very thing, Lord God. Father, that she's going back to for the summer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, Lord God, to cover. And Father God, I speak A's, Lord God, an A and 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 an A.
The glory.
Father, thank you right now, God. Give her a hunger to finish, God, a hunger to continue, Lord God. And on those days where she's tired and weak, let her yell out, action. She'll have to go back and listen to this to know what we're talking about, but she'll say, action.
Yeah, Rabbi.
So, Father, I thank you and I praise you right now, Lord God. We know that she's covered by the blood. And we give you the glory for her life and her yes. In Jesus' name, amen.
The glory.
And Edwoa, I don't know, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Edwoa, A-D-W-O-A.
The glory.
Father, we pray right now, Lord God. My God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for your servant, God.
Yet a rabbi.
Father God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to touch Edwa from the top of their head to the soles of their very feet. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God. Father, we yell out action tonight on their behalf. Come on, intercessors. We yell out action right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bombard heaven. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we know it's been heard and it's been received. Father God, that any and everything, Lord God, that they have been waiting for answers from you on, Father, that the responses will begin to come quickly. Father God, the answers that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will cause a release in our Rabbiah. Father God, to cause them, Lord God, to go to the next place. Father God, that will cause them not to be stuck in any place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we yell action over their life, over their family's life. We lift up their family right now.
Yeah, Rabbi.
Anything that any family member that may be going through something, God, and that family member don't have the ability to yell action tonight, we say it on their behalf.
The glory. Yeah, Rabbi.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for doing only what you can do. We know that they're covered in the blood. So we give you glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we lift up Anak right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Father God, for her life and for her yes. Father God, we stand in agreement right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for what she's believing you for. Father, we stand in agreement with you right now, God, and we yell action for that thing, Lord God, that is mission critical, Lord God, to come to pass.
Yada Rabbi.
Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for an open door, Lord God, an open way, Lord God. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to be upon her and in her and with her.
Yada Rabbi. Kandidiyada Rabbi.
Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for covering her sons, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Any other family members, Lord God, that may be battling or going through anything. Father God, if there's a family member, Lord God, that's struggling even in their relationship with you, God, or a non-believer, we pray, we yell action for them right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yada Rabbi. Kandidiyada Rabbi.
Father God, your love for her, Lord God, is just so big and so huge. Father God, continue to pour your love out towards her, that she feels it, that she knows it without a shadow of a doubt.
The glory.
Yeah. And Father, we seal her right now, Lord God. Father God, we know she's already covered in the blood, and we give you glory for her life in Jesus' name. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for Pastor A's grandson and her grandchildren in general, Lord God. Father God, that sickness keeps impacting them. So, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for the healing balm, Lord God, to be applied to them. Father God, if there's anything, Lord God, that mom or dad or grandma or anybody else can do to assist in their recovery, Lord God, that they would have that wisdom to do so. And there's also likewise anything they can do to help them not get sick. God, we pray over that as well. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for medicine and doctors. Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to heal her grandchildren. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that we know for sure, Lord God, she got them covered.
Yada Rabbah, Kandidi Yada Rabbi.
And so tonight, God, the reinforcements, Lord God, just show up yelling action on behalf of her grandchildren. Father, in the name of Jesus.
The glory.
Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
The glory.
I want to pray for that person, my God, my God. I got a call earlier from someone whose children had lost their family animal, you know, and more than one actually. And so I want to pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, over the mom as she helps them, Lord God, through the grieving process for their first loss. Father God, then we want to pray over the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to help them. Father God, this grief cannot be explained or, Lord Jesus, understood even at times. But one only thing I do know is that you are a healer. And so, Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, for mom and for the children right now, God, for you to cover them and cover their hearts. I've lost an animal, so I know what that pain is. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, we yell action on their behalf, on that whole family's behalf. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God,
Yada Rabbi,
cover them and protect them. Heal their hearts. And if it's your will, Lord God, for them to get another animal, Lord God, never replacing the first one, never replacing, Lord God, but just in addition to, then we pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Miranda H. right now, God, in the name of Jesus.
Action.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Miranda H. Father, that you, Lord God, know the situation, the circumstance, whatever the need may be. And Father God, we as intercessors, we come together right now, Lord God, to touch and agree, Lord God, that you would be in Miranda's midst.
Yada Rabbi.
Father God, that Miranda, Lord God, Father God, even tonight, tomorrow, next week, would say something, my God,
to Mrs. O, and to let them know, you know what, that prayer was heard. Yada Rabbi. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for peace. Lord God, we pray right now, Lord God, for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, if any area of them need to be healed, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially. Father God, we lift it up to you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Yada Rabbi. Yada Rabbi. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for meeting Miranda right where she is, because that's what you do. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Action. Father, for somebody that may be listening to this later, next week, next month, next year, they may find this podcast. We don't even know how they found it. We lift them up right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you right now, Lord God, to cover the person tonight, this morning, this afternoon that may not feel like praying. They know how, they just don't feel like it. Then we yell action on their behalf. We lift up the person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that got the worst news of their life today. Yada Rabbi, Kandidi Yada Rabbi. And we'd also lift up the person, a persons, Lord God, who got the best news. We call on you tonight. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God. We glorify you and we magnify you. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for every person who continues to give you a yes. And guess what? We yell action for the ones who are on the fence. We yell action for any unbeliever, Lord God. Yada Rabbi. You listen to this now or later and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You have the opportunity. The glory. Right now, you don't have to wait. Hallelujah. Yada Rabbi. You don't have to wait. Yada Rabbi. Come to Yada Rabbi. The glory. You don't have to wait. You pray that prayer. And everybody say it a little bit different. You might hear it a little bit different. Some nights I give the long version. Sometimes I give the short version. I don't care what version you get. It's real simple. Jesus Christ. Come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you were born of a virgin woman. I believe you were crucified to a cross. I believe that you rose again on the third day, that you're coming back. I accept you into my heart. Oh, yeah, Rabbi. Become Lord of my life. In Jesus' name. Forgive me for my sins. Yada Rabbi, Kandidi Yada Rabbi, the glory. And every time I say this, say salvation or offer salvation to someone, every time it's like I'm saying it to myself all over again. The glory. So, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for any and every person that has said that prayer around the world. Ones that will never hear this podcast, but because of our action, thousands are giving their life to Christ right now. If we have family members, Lord God, that need to be saved, we lift them up right now. Action. Yada Rabbi. Woo. Father, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The glory to those of you in the United States. I know we are celebrating Memorial Day weekend this weekend, and you're with family and friends, or you may be just chilling. Listen, I'm just happy to do nothing. Hallelujah. But whatever you're doing, I pray that you're safe and that you're yelling action at different points throughout your day. To all of us, listen, around the world, we have been in a season of fasting, our time of fasting. We've been fasting since May the 15th on our way to 21 days. And if you didn't join us, didn't know about it, it's not too late. Listen, I'm a firm believer. 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 5 days, 21 days. Listen, the instructions are 3 to 6 hours a day of liquid. And that can be, if that's all you're doing, that's perfect. Then okay. If you want to go a little bit further, then you can do 3 to 6 hours of liquid and then do the Daniel fast until 6. And if you want to go a little bit further, 3 to 6 hours a day plus the Daniel fast throughout the rest of your day. However you decide to do it, just do it. And when you're doing it, make sure you're yelling action. Because without prayer, fasting is just a diet. I give God the glory for each and every one of you. If you missed us, we will post this back up in a little bit. And it's just going to be titled Prayer with dots in between, because each letter stood for something. And we'll put that back up tonight. We are Prophetic Rain. That's R-E-I-G-N. And we're here Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you need more word, we got 400 plus of them. So please don't hesitate to listen. Yada Rabbi. The glory. This coming Monday is our holiday in the United States, but y'all know we will be on the podcast. So yeah, hallelujah. So God bless you. I love you. Y'all have a fantastic night. If it's Sunday, wherever you are already, happy Sunday to you. If you head to church or going to church today, make sure you yell action while you're on the way there and action while you're there. The glory. Father, we thank you. We adore you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back here Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mm-hmm.